Welcome back to another episode of this epic podcast. Today, we will be discussing the Funko Pops. Okay, so today, I was just looking at my pop collection, and I noticed that I had a pop, Lil Sebastian. And I was like, wow, that looks like an older pop. So then I looked up the price, and it was worth $200 on Amazon. So it was more like $100. But that doesn't matter, because it's still more than the $6 I paid for it. So that is pretty good. And then I started looking into it more, and I discovered that, I didn't even discover anything. Okay, now we're going to be talking about something. One second. I'm going to play a clip now. So that right there is one of my personal favorite songs. Just because it's so artistic and beautiful. And it describes that coconut beautifully. And here's another one of my favorite songs by Danny. It's just so beautiful, isn't it? It's marvelous, actually. It is a way of life. D4NNY's goodbye. When he says goodbye to the people, that's my favorite part. Also, I've been wondering. Well, when I first heard the song, like, I thought he was, like, it was about suicide. But then I looked it up, and I realized that it wasn't. And he's just, I think he's done a lot of crime or something. I don't know. And he's just saying sorry. But, no, it's not about suicide, if that's what you're thinking. I just learned that. Oh, what does this add flag button do? Oh, shoot, there might be flags in this now. I just clicked add flag. What am I going to talk about now? One second. Okay, I found this thing, and it's stupid things people have done during the coronavirus. In Stockport, England, two teddy bears were bringing their neighbors joy with antics. So there's two teddy bears that are in bathtubs in their front yard. Oh, but they're not teddy bears. They're actually people in costumes. Oh, wait, no, they're not. Those are just gigantic teddy bears. Oh, they're seen from, you can see them camping, mowing their lawn, or relaxing with a spa day. That is just beautiful. They're on Instagram, apparently. Hank, the Newfoundland, is talking, or taking, oh my god, taking this time to switch up his fur styles. Oh, he must be one of the bears. No, he's not one of the bears. What? I don't know who Hank is. Okay, well, wait. His dad recreating Starbucks. There's no pictures here. We need pictures. Come on. What is this garbage? We need pictures! Oh, my. Okay, let's find another thing. There's really not anything funny in the news right now. It's all about coronavirus. Three funny jokes about spending money. Wow. This is going to be nice. Wife, what do you want for dinner? A middle-aged man celebrating the birthday of his wife took her out for dinner. While at the dinner table, the loving man asked his wife, Julie, what she would like for her birthday gift between a jaguar and a sable coat. And a diamond necklace. Oh my god. In her reply, Julie said that she wanted a divorce. To which the man replied saying, my goodness, I wasn't planning on spending that much. That was not a funny one at all. Okay, this one's called What Should I Do, Doctor? A doctor visited his patient to administer him his annual physical. The doctor noticed that the man was worried and asked him what the issue was. The man replied and told the doctor that he was beginning to be forgetful lately and hardly remembered anything. He asked the doctor's help on what, or he asked the doctor for help on what to do. The doctor thought for a moment before finally telling the man, "Pay me in advance." That was not good either. None of these are good. The impressive CEO. A new company of CEO came with a no-nonsense attitude and decided to fire any staff that wasn't working hard enough. After doing this, he returned to his office and found a guy leaning on his desk. Oh. Enraged, the CEO wondered what the guy was doing there. He walked up to him, asking what he was doing. The guy replied he was waiting to get paid. The CEO asked the guy how much he was paid per week, which he replied saying 300. The CEO encountered him, or counted 1200 and gave it to the man, telling him to go away and never come back. The guy left the office premises. The CEO then asked, "Will someone please tell me what I just did?" The company staff replied, "Yeah, you just tipped the pizza man $1,200. Oh. Well, that one's funnier than all the other ones. What? Facebook page crap wildlife photography. What? Oh, you wouldn't be able to see this because it's a podcast. So that's nice. There's nothing funny in the news right now. Like, there's literally nothing. What about over here? Coronavirus, Russia has the second highest virus. Okay, no one cares. Well, I mean, they care, but, like, it's too depressing. Okay. But there's nothing. There's nothing to talk about, really. Okay, for next time on Anchor, I'm going to get you guys to send me in jokes. Send in jokes and I'll read them. That's next episode. Now it's time for a beautiful song. See, now wasn't that lovely? May disturb some of you, but kind of disturbs everyone, but it's a beautiful song. And I think these are like the shortest podcasts ever, honestly. I think that's going to about wrap it up for annual short podcast. Episode 1, Season 2. Wait, other way around. Season 1, Episode 2. Yeah, that's it. Remember, go subscribe to my YouTube channel at Darkleberry, and have a great day. Bye.